What is the one subhuman misconception of interstellar gas that is a ubiquitous presence at nearly every Paul Mac Presents special and or anniversary show, from past to present, that is now, by some fortunate product of fate, missing from this fondly familiar picture that is so nearly complete? What vestige of shapeless, humorless mass is not here? Everything else is. The Kamek's equipment, the uncomfortable metal chairs, the collage of Bob Hope photographs, the two cheap microphones, even Paul Mac and David of Burbank are present for this rare and classic event. But what's missing? Michael of L.A., the galactic hitchhiker. Yes, the galactic spastic, but he's not missing for long, because once again, the comic genius of David and Paul will be presenting that star-jumping schmuckpudum in his blithering glory. Only this time, Mike's not going to appear for his usual brief transport-in, transport-out cameo visit. Oh, no! This time, David and Paul have undertaken the most thorough, in-depth, full-blown, personally prying, character-shattering, secret-probing interview with Mike that has ever been attempted. An interview that exposes everything you've wanted to know about an extraterrestrial, or at least a galactic hitchhiker. Well, Michael, at any rate. Dave and Paul explore Mike's personal world, his life, his experiences, his travels, his loves. Oh, please. In this, what might be the most fascinating, ear-catching, side-splitting series of questions and answers to be achieved with Michael. And after he hears it, it may very well be the last. The last.
Michael, buddy, without sounding like a robot, tell us how you are.
Oh, fine, if you like being me, which personally I don't. Oh, God, I sound like a robot, I know.
Okay, do you remember the first time you were on the movie line? You were very confused. Didn't you know what it was all about?
I thought it was a Japanese cartoon.
Isn't he great? Mike, can you tell me, what's your maiden name?
Barstow Void on Ursa Minor.
Okay, we know that you come from an entirely different sector of the universe. However, we've never asked you to talk to us in your native tongue. While we've got you here, could you say something for us, please? In your native tongue, of course.
Mike, your gift of speech fascinates us. I bet you can't say Jack the Belgium Lamplighter 5 times real fast without stopping.
What the Belgium my night that way? 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 What the Belgium my night that way?
Wait a minute, Mike, Michael. That was fine, but you're not quite. I mean, it's very simple. Dave could do it. Dave, you could do it, right, Dave? Dave?
Oh, all right. Jack the Belgium Lamplighter! Jack the Belgium Lamplighter! Jack the Belgium Lamplighter! Jack the Belgium Lamplighter! Jack the Belgium Lamplighter!
Wonderful, Dave! You know, but I bet I could do that just as fast, if not more interesting. Let me give it a try. Jack the Belgium Lamplighter! 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 Ha!
Obviously, Mike, we kicked your ass. You weren't too good, were you?
No.
Real quick, Mike, what do you call shitty vision?
Do I?
Ha! Okay, Mike, I guess we'll accept that. Listen, Michael, something we've all noticed is that your eye sockets are shadowed by your overhanging forehead, and your bottom teeth cover your upper lip. And of course, your knuckles drag on the ground, and your posture is so hunched, your chin is even with your navel. To what do you attribute this?
Faulty transmat, mostly.
Michael, you're well aware of the fact that the Earth is plagued with an AIDS virus. And, well, here you come with this space AIDS. You mustn't be too concerned with making matters worse, Mike.
Especially when they start going share and enjoy.
Oh, that's interesting. So, you admittedly participate in homosexual activities.
Yeah. In fact, you know, if you're interested,
No, Mike.
I doubt it, seriously.
So what you're saying is you're gay.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a time, Michael, when you were engaged to Bob Ob?
Originally, yes.
Well, what was the basis of your relationship?
He's my third semi-cousin who shares 3 of the same mothers as me.
But Michael, what are the implications?
I'll leave that to your imagination.
Well, Michael, how do you feel about Bob these days?
Mad about the boy.
Well, Michael, you know there's a lot of girls on the line that are looking for sex. Like Karen Grateful Dead, the Divine Slut.
Ever meet her? The triple-breasted horror of Eroticon 6?
Well, not since she became the Divine Slut. What do you know about her?
They say her erogenous zones start some 4 miles from her actual body. Personally, I disagree. I say 5.
Well, Mike, tell me, were you actually ever with this woman?
You don't want to know.
So, Michael, is this a woman you recommend I research?
Well, allow me to introduce you to her sometime, but not right now, because I gotta get on with my own research.
Well, Mike, just sum her up for me.
Good purchase.
Well, Michael, we're all aware of your homosexual activities. Can you tell us, what was it like for you when you first experienced an Earth boy?
Oh,
in reference to your relationship with Bob, how was it for you with him?
I don't know, the usual, partly the sense of adventure, partly the glory, but mostly the fame and money.
Well, Michael, how's sex in space?
Are you kidding? A bunch of robots being nice to you?
Yeah, I can imagine it can get pretty monotonous being limited to mechanical sex.
Especially when they start saying share and enjoy to you.
Well, what's your favorite sexual position?
42.
I mean, Mike, come on. Wouldn't it just be easier if you slept with a woman?
Hmm?
Michael, if you ever have the opportunity to sell your soul to the devil, what do you think it would be like?
Expensive.
Mike, in dollars and cents, could you be a little bit more specific?
Well, a glass of fruit juice goes for about 60 Altarian dollars. Anyway,
I don't mean to dwell on a subject or anything, but you know, Michael, it seems so bizarre to me, you being intimate with men. What sort of things do you say to them at sensitive moments?
Am I echoing? Okay. And there we put the insert.
Michael, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Enlightened.
Mike, if there's any one publication or series of literary mumbo-jumbo you'd like to publicly ban, what would it be?
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh yeah, those. I heard they were filled with all kinds of falsifications and misinformation.
Well, I'm a researcher for the book. Why do you expect?
Michael, what about this getting confused stuff? Is that all an act?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Michael, is there ever a time you're able to make it past 3 words without making a mistake?
Not very often.
Yeah, I thought so. We all ask our parents, Michael, where we come from. What are the exact words your mother told you when you questioned her?
Well, the whole thing is very complicated. It's not worth explaining right now.
Michael, earlier you mentioned you were involved in research.
What the hell am I doing here? Someone's been screwing around the transmat beam again. Well, I should have zapped straight into the middle of the Horsehead Nebula. Is there something in this water? Take it away and put something in it. Getting prepared to break it. Ramble, ramble. To get back to your previous question, mostly I've been doing research on such as bars to avoid on Ursa Minor. You know,
Michael, if you could sum it all up in one sentence, give us a description of your life.
Well, screwed up.
Your loves.
Fucked up.
Your weight.
Screwed up.
Your personal hygiene.
Cocked up.
Hairstyle.
Fucked up.
The Calcom.
Screwed up.
Hereditary venereal diseases.
Yeah.
This interview.
Fucked up.
Your breath.
Yeah.
Interplanetary breeding.
No, that's not it. Uncontrollable cackling gibbons.
Miniature farts.
How is that? No, wait a minute.
Kimberly's buttocks.
Underwear stains. No.
Miniature nerd mix.
Field liner clippings.
That's the miniature Bob Hope's bug nuts.
Ryan W. Feedback. Wait.
Abhula's.
Global thermonuclear war.
Kested.
What's that?
Well, Klingon word meaning fucked up.
Michael, I want to thank you very much for being here on our 1,000th anniversary celebration. It's been fun, and Dave, you've got to run, and Michael's got to split. Shit. So we'll see you later, Mikey. Bye-bye.
What a guy.
Dave, that was something else.
It was sure something else.
The man is leaking out of the sky. Michael's out of here. Michael, thank you very much.
Vapor trails as he leaves.
Vaporous apparitions. Mike, Dave, should we give this man the unauthorized privilege of playing his entire interview unedited with no further commercial interruptions?
In its original form?
Yeah, that way.
Nah!